This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 6. This is letter number 1659. And, you know, in this letter, this is at Baruch Hashem, Chav Gimel Sivan Tavshin Yud Beis, the 23rd day of Sivan Tavshin Yud Beis in Brooklyn. Once Chabad began to develop and the Rebbe's imprint became more and more, there was a big push from students that went to yeshiva in Israel. They wanted to come to study at 770 by the Rebbe. And here the Rebbe is pushing back a little bit and telling the students that their job is to be stationed where they are and not to look to leave to go elsewhere, with the exception of the few. And this was going on. I mean, the people were getting some exceptions, but people were pushing all the time to come and study in 770. Today we have a concept which they call kvutza, which means that every year they take a group of Israeli students and they make special arrangements with the army, which was not an easy task, to have them study in 770 for a year. That's a special privilege, and that's something which the students look forward to. But there's always the exception, as we'll see in the Rebbe's letter. So the Rebbe says, I've already revealed my opinion, already told you my opinion, that the older students of the yeshiva in Lod, that was the yeshiva was at that time in Lod, they need to make an effort to make the yeshiva to be called a yeshiva, describing it as a yeshiva gedola. It should be a big yeshiva, you know, a yeshiva for an adult bachram, and which means both in the revealed part of Torah and in the teaching of Chassidus, in both teachings. It's their job. This is their job and this is their mission. And because this is their job and their mission, it must be that they have the capabilities to do this. They should not be looking for other places, to traveling to other countries to learn there. Namely, the Rebbe is referring to, looks like, to New York, to 770. However, the Rebbe says, it's self-understood that in every rule, there is also an exception to the rule. So, in that case, the leadership, the anhola of the yeshiva, should decide if this individual is an exception. And then, they should turn to the Hanhola, to the leadership of the yeshiva, the administration of the yeshiva over here, about sending them an affidavit. And by the way, some of the most talented, some of the very talented people we have come from, actually from Israel, from those students. Matter of fact, the Rebbe's, I mean, he was, I think, before this, but the Rebbe's Chozer, the man who used to review all the Sikhs and considered to be the brains of Hasidus today, Rabbi Khan, he was also a student from Israel. But the Rebbe says the expected success is more for those students that will be in place in the Holy Land, Tibon of Sekoina. And the Rebbe says that they should gird themselves with strength to make the yeshiva Tomchet Mimim in Lud, that it should be fitting to its name and to the energy that have been invested into it, those who found it and those who lead it. Those are our holy Rebbes with the titles, souls in Aden. So the Rebbe basically says, as much as you like to come here, but your mission is to strengthen and make that place into a place of the yeshiva. I guess there were a lot of exceptions because people were always pushing.